This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, From College to Combat.
As World War II began, military strategists worried there would be a shortage of officers with specialized training to handle demands of modern war. So both the Army and Navy began accelerated educational programs for recruits who had top test scores, talent, and leadership potential. After Bernie Leader finished basic training, the Army sent him for specialized education.
And then they sent some of us to engineering schools.
The Army assigned Sherman Guerin to Indiana University.
I was there for about two quarters.
The higher ed programs began in 1942. The Army alone assigned 140,000 active duty troops to four-year colleges and universities. 2 years later, the war had heated up, and so had the politics of higher ed for servicemen.
The Chicago Tribune started running articles in their paper saying that we've got all these soldiers in school, in college, and we need them on the front lines. The Army decided, well, maybe they had a point.
With demand for ground forces growing, the military disbanded its higher education programs. Guerin's college career came to a quick end. In a matter of months, he was fighting in Europe. It was the same story for Bernie Leader.
One afternoon, we heard the rumor about 3 o'clock that we'd be shipping out the next morning. And the next morning, they shipped 1,600 of us college kids to the infantry.
The trainees had been told they were soldiers first, students second, and it was as soldiers that they went from campus to combat, providing vital manpower to win the war.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at MinnesotaVets.org.